Are you just tired or are you experiencing mom burnout? That is the question we are answering today. Whenever my daughter was a little before the age of one, I was constantly on edge. I felt like my to-do list was a mile long, like I just wasn't making any progress with anything I did. The dishes were always piling up in the sink. We always had more laundry to be washed and dried and put away. It was like a constant process of everything that I needed to do, and I was barely had any energy to get any of it done. At that time, I thought I was just overwhelmed with being a mom and trying to adjust to life. But now I know that that was more of a signs of burnout, where I didn't just feel overwhelmed. I felt like if I wasn't here, then their lives would be better. So it wasn't just me feeling overwhelmed. It was me feeling like, I can't handle anything. Why am I even here? If you can relate to any of that and you're tired of juggling it all, then this episode is going to be your lifeline, because there is a difference between feeling overwhelmed and being completely burnt out. So today we're diving deep into the heart of mom burnout, uncovering its sneaky signs, and I'm going to be giving you some powerful strategies so you can reclaim your sanity and create a life with more structure that doesn't constantly make you feel burnt out. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness. When you are feeling burnout, it goes beyond feeling tired or overwhelmed. When you're experiencing burnout, you find it challenging to even meet the demands of your daily life. So cooking, it's hard to figure out what to cook every day. That stresses you out. You're stressed out by all of the cleaning that needs to be done. It feels like a nonstop job. You're stressed out by just trying to handle your kids and take care of them and do everything that they need. And they're constantly needing you for everything, and you need yourself, and then your spouse or your partner needs your attention. And it's just all too much. And then you feel guilty because you feel like you could be doing better or you should be doing better, and yet you're struggling this much and you feel like it's not normal to struggle this much. So you get self-doubt, you feel inadequate, and that's exactly how I felt when I was completely burnt out. And it's important to understand that mom burnout can affect moms with ADHD or executive dysfunction even more intensely. So executive dysfunction refers to difficulties with organization, planning, time management, and decision making. So if you're already struggling with that stuff, tacking on all of these responsibilities of motherhood can make all of that even more challenging. And it's more pronounced because it's not only you missing an appointment, but now your kids are missing an appointment because you didn't schedule it on the right day or you forgot to add it to your calendar. So now it's not just you that's being affected. You also have these tiny humans that are being affected as well. Recognizing what mom burnout is the first step to addressing it and overcoming it so that you can become more aware of when you are getting to that point so that you can avoid it and start enacting these strategies that we're going to be talking about today. With this episode, I want to help you understand what burnout looks like so that you can regain your control, find more balance in your life, and also just rediscover joy as being a mom so you can stop counting down the seconds until bedtime. Like, I want you to actually enjoy motherhood and enjoy being around your kids without constantly stressing about all of your other responsibilities. So that is my goal with this episode today. So let's talk about what exactly is mom burnout and how it can affect your daily life. Mom burnout can be defined as a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion that stems from the constant and overwhelming demands of motherhood. So it's characterized by a sense of depletion. So you feel completely like you're just always running on E. You feel like you're unable to meet the needs and responsibilities and expectations that are placed on mothers that are completely unrealistic. And being in this state of burnout can have a significant impact on your daily life. And then it starts affecting people around you, the people that you love. So some physical symptoms of mom burnout can show up as chronic fatigue. You're constantly exhausted. Sleep disturbances. So you may have trouble falling asleep. You may have trouble staying asleep once you actually do fall asleep. You may have changes in your appetite. So you may eat more than you typically eat because you're like emotionally eating. Or you may have a loss of appetite where you're just like, I'm so busy. I don't have time to eat. I don't feel like eating. What's the point? So those are some physical symptoms you may experience. You're constantly exhausted. No matter how much sleep you get, you struggle to maintain a healthy diet. And then you have all these racing thoughts and worries that may keep you up at night or make it difficult for you to get an adequate sleep. Emotionally, mom burnout can lead to feelings of irritability, mood swings. So you yell at your kids and you feel bad about it later because you were just incredibly overwhelmed and you didn't mean to take your frustrations out on them. And you also have a reduced ability to cope with stress. So you may find yourself becoming easily overwhelmed by even like the most insignificant thing can just be a huge deal to you. You feel like you're on edge or you're just constantly on the verge of tears. That was definitely me. Like any little thing that would happen, I could just cry for hours. Like I was just so incredibly overwhelmed that any little thing, any little mishap, I was just like, life sucks. Like that was me. The emotional toll of burnout can also contribute to feelings of guilt. One thing that I always felt guilty about because I started my business when my daughter was 6 weeks old. So I always felt guilty when I was working because I felt like that was time I should have been spending with my daughter. But then I also felt guilty when I was spending time with my daughter because that was time that I could have spent working and I needed to work in order to continue to stay home with her. But I always felt guilty no matter what I did. I was constantly living with mom guilt. And some of the mental signs of mom burnout can be difficulty concentrating, difficulty remembering things. You struggle to make decisions. You're always afraid that you're going to make the wrong decision. The constant juggling of multiple responsibilities and the weight of burnout can make it difficult to stay focused and make clear decisions. Like you just don't know what to do. You don't know what you're doing with life. You don't know who you are in life. Like you just don't know. You're just constantly in this state of I don't know. And then you may also feel like you have like mom brain, quote unquote mom brain, or like a mental fog, and you find it hard to keep track of schedules, deadlines, important tasks, which is really important when you have little kids that you are responsible for. So mom burnout affects so many things and so many people rather than just you. That's why it's such a huge deal. So now that you know the signs of mom burnout, let's talk about some of the common causes so that you can try to limit these causes as much as possible and hopefully prevent mom burnout from happening in the future. Here are 8 common causes of mom burnout. So you figure out which ones apply to you and how you are going to tackle these issues so that you can have less mom burnout or prevent it altogether. The first common cause is parenting responsibilities, which can be incredibly overwhelming in itself. So constantly tending to the needs of children, managing your household, juggling multiple tasks, this can all leave you feeling drained and exhausted. So how do we simplify your parenting responsibilities? Common cause number 2 is lack of support. So maybe you have limited support from your partner, your family members, your friends. You just feel like you're doing everything all alone. So when you feel like you have no assistance with anything, this can definitely lead to stress and burnout. So number 3 is perfectionism. And I definitely dealt with this perfectionism, high expectations for myself. I constantly felt this pressure to meet this unrealistic standard of motherhood. Like I thought I needed to be like this Pinterest mom or this Instagram mom, like this influencer style mom. And I had to let that go. Like trying to constantly strive for perfection, I always felt like I should be doing more. Like what I did was never good enough. Like even if I cleaned my kitchen, it didn't feel clean because the mom on YouTube, she did this and she did that and she decorated this. So I never felt like I was accomplishing anything. Like nothing was ever good enough. And that constantly led to me feeling inadequate. I had constant stress because I felt like I was never done. Like, no matter what I did, there was always more to do. So that's number three. Cause of mom burnout number four is lack of self-care. So whenever you're not making time for self-care activities, such as rest, relaxation, hobbies, socializing, then this can make you feel like you're just stuck in like this time warp, like every day is the same and you're just not having any time for yourself. So lack of self-care is definitely a huge one. The fifth cause is you feel like you have no work-life balance. So you feel like you're always guilty for working. You feel like you're guilty when you're not working. And then you have all of these other commitments going on and demands from both roles. So you have demands from your business or your job, and then you also have demands from parenting, and you feel like you just can't juggle them. Common cause of mom burnout number six is the financial burden or financial pressure. And I know this is like incredibly tough right now. Everything feels like it's really expensive. Well, it doesn't feel like it's really expensive. Things are really expensive right now. And so especially like for us, my husband and I, we both work from home. So we're having to make sure that we have constant income coming in. And then like trying to survive on one income is almost impossible now unless your partner is making like a substantial amount of money. Like it's getting harder and harder to be a one income family. So having that stress, that financial burden can definitely cause mom burnout. And then the next reason is a lack of boundaries. So if you feel like you're constantly people pleasing, you're always saying yes to people when you want to be saying no, then that can definitely lead to burnout because you're doing all this extra stuff that you probably don't have the time nor the energy to do, but you feel obligated to do it. And then the last common cause is just the emotional and mental load of motherhood and of life. And we're often carrying a significant emotional and mental load. There's so many things to remember, not only for ourselves, but for our kids as well. So we're dealing with all of their emotions, our emotions, our partner's emotions, family members' emotions. Like we just have a lot going on and people are dumping things on us and we're constantly attending to the needs and emotions of everyone else. And then we forget about ourselves. So that is another common cause of the exhaustion and burnout. So let's talk about some strategies to overcome mom burnout. The first strategy is to make time for self-care. Don't find time or don't wish you had time. Make the time for self-care. It is incredibly important. It is essential. It is a priority. You are a priority. You have to make time for yourself. This is going to replenish your energy so you're not constantly physically and emotionally drained. You'll have more fulfillment, more joy in life. You feel like you're recharged and you just regain your energy to actually show up in the way that you want to show up. Another reason to focus on self-care is it reduces your stress. You'll be a more calm mom and a more calm person in general. The things that used to just really anger you won't be that big deal anymore. Won't be that big of a deal anymore. So you'll feel like there's just not, like things just aren't that big of a deal. Like you're able to just let things go. So something that used to like really get you upset, now you're like, that's just not even a big deal. And that's because you focused on yourself and you're not as stressed. And then another reason to focus on yourself is because it boosts your mood and happiness. So taking time to nurture yourself can help you reconnect with yourself and then you feel more content. So here are a few strategies to make time for self-care even when you have a busy schedule. The first way you can do this is by having micro self-care moments. So I'm all about micro self-care moments, micro habits, like we're taking the itty bitty baby steps. So just try to include some simple self-care moments throughout the day, even if it's just like you stepping away in the pantry and taking a few deep breaths. I do that from time to time. I'll close the door, I'll turn out the light, and I'll just stand in the pantry and just breathe and just take some deep breaths. Or you can just try to enjoy a cup of tea or coffee. And I'll also, one thing I'll do too is I'll set up the baby monitor in the living room and I'll go shut myself in the room and I'll just like chill there for a little bit. I can see the kids so I know that they're fine and I'll just take a second to just regroup. So taking a brief pause throughout the day can help you recharge and you can do this anytime. So instead of pulling out your phone and scrolling through TikTok for the next hour, just try to find a way to fit in a micro self-care moment. The second strategy to incorporate more self-care into your day is to just have more support. So don't hesitate to ask for help. So many people have a certain way that they like doing things, but what I've had to learn is that my way isn't the only way, and it possibly isn't the best way to do things. So there's multiple ways to get to a destination. Just because someone didn't do it your way, that doesn't make it wrong. So I've had to learn that over time, that I can't be so controlling and try to control everyone around me. I've had to let things go and let them do things their way. And just because it's not my way, that doesn't make them wrong and me right. So letting people step up and help and do things their way, you can all lead to the same outcome, even if it's not perfectly how you wanted it done. The third way to fit in more self-care throughout the day is to simplify and prioritize. So simplify your routine. If you feel like you're super busy and there's just no time for anything, what can you cut out that doesn't need to be a priority right now? Like, what balls can you drop right now and you can pick up later? Throughout life, we have different seasons. Sometimes we're incredibly busy, like we have newborn phases and toddler phases, and then your kids might start going to school and they're not home as much. So we all have different seasons of life. So you just have to decide for your season of life, what task do you not need to focus on right now at this moment? And you can pick it up again later. So identify the task in last week's episode about prioritization. That will definitely help you figure out what to prioritize right now, and so you can just stop focusing on all of these things that don't need your attention right now. Strategy number four to fit more self-care into your busy day is to practice mindfulness. So even in brief moments, you could take a second to eat slowly. So just take time to practice mindfully eating. And I do this with, I've noticed that the kids eat better whenever we're sitting at the table together and they're talking to me and I'm actually able to eat my food. So even just that simple shift of us like eating at the same time, sitting at the table together, has helped me like incorporate more self-care into my day, because I'm not rushing, trying to eat and running around and helping them do stuff. Like, we're all sitting down, we're all eating, they're talking and laughing together, and it's just I'm able to actually enjoy my food. So something, even simple shifts like that, can help you not have as much burnout because you're having these moments of calm throughout the day. The fifth way is to make sure you're connecting with other people. So make time for your friends. Like, if you have a friend that's constantly been wanting to have a play date, like, actually go to the play date and enjoy interactions with other people. So coffee dates, phone calls, FaceTimes, any of that stuff that you've been saying you're too busy to do, just make time for the people around you so they can actually support you through this journey. The sixth strategy is to prioritize sleep. And I know this is a big one when people feel like during nap time they have to clean, and I felt like that too. And now I've been prioritizing sleep. So I will make sure that at least once a week, at least minimum. So I do this more than once a week, but I will take a nap when the baby takes her nap as well. So I actually go to sleep and I prioritize sleep, and I, you know, the dishes will get done later. Any work that I have to do can get done later. I am making sure that I am well rested because my brain is better when I'm rested. So I make sure that I have quality sleep to rejuvenate my mind and body so that I'm able to cope with these challenges that I know are going to come up throughout the day. And then number seven is to incorporate movement. So I have been enjoying YouTube workout videos. I just do them in the living room. We turn on some music. The girls just dance and jump around while I'm working out. And it's fun for everyone. Like, my 4-year-old will come up to me and she's like, "Is it time to work out yet?" Like, because they have so much fun when I'm working out. And so it's good for me, it's good for them. We're all moving around. So just incorporating movement. And I've noticed that this boosts my energy levels as well. And I'm more happy after I work out and less stressed. So incorporating some type of movement, even if it's just walking outside with the kids, just getting some fresh air, just having those small moments to move around and move your body and get your energy levels back up. So those are a few ways to incorporate more self-care into your busy schedule. The second way to overcome mom burnout is to set realistic expectations. Evaluate where all of this pressure of perfectionism is coming from, and why do you think you need to behave in this certain way? And I think a lot of it comes from many of us equate our self-worth with how productive we are and how much we're able to do for others. Like, people makes it mean that they're a better person if they give money to a homeless person, or like, you know, like they feel like they're a better person when they do things for other people. And we equate our self-worth with those things. Like, we feel like we're a better mom if our kitchen is clean. Like, people will feel like that, and they will feel like, you know, how their self-worth is connected to how productive they are and how much they do for other people. And then they feel this need to be super mom. So the more productive I am, the better of a mom I am. And so they're trying to do all of these things, and they're trying to do it all alone. And that definitely is leading to way too much burnout, and it's leading to too much pressure of perfectionism. So just stop equating your self-worth with how productive you are and how much you're able to do for other people at the expense of your physical and mental health. So here are a few strategies to set achievable goals so you can prioritize your tasks effectively. If you haven't already, listen to episode 58, where I dive into how to identify your priorities. So listen to episode 58 if you haven't already. And then when you're setting your goals, make sure that they are specific and measurable. Examples of that could be, I want to go in my home office and work at least 4 days a week. That's specific, that is measurable. At the end of 30 days, you know if you've worked at least 4 days a week or not. Like, there's no question about it. So make sure your goals are specific and measurable. And then when you're prioritizing your tasks for the day, ask yourself these three questions. Question number one is, what happens if I don't do this today? What happens if I don't do the laundry today? What happens if I don't do the dishes today? What happens if I don't vacuum today? So ask yourself that question. Question number two is, do I need to do this? Do you actually need to be the person doing this? Do you need to do the dishes, or can someone else do them? Do you need to vacuum, or can someone else do it? Do you actually need to go grocery shopping, or can you use something like grocery delivery or grocery pickup? So do you need to be the one doing the task? And question number three is, what's something I can do today that will make tomorrow easier? So we always want to set our next day up to be easier than the day before. So if I do the laundry today, that would definitely make tomorrow easier. I won't have to worry about it then. Or if I vacuum today, I can quit looking at all of this lint rolling around on the floor, and I'll have less stress about it tomorrow. So what is something you can do today that will make tomorrow easier? And then another strategy is to focus on the first step. A lot of the times we procrastinate because we're thinking about all of the steps in the process, and it feels overwhelming and it feels hard, and therefore we don't want to do it. So just focus on accomplishing the first step. Instead of thinking about all of the steps to clean the kitchen, just focus on the first step, which is making sure there are no dishes in the dishwasher, or making sure all of the dishes are in the sink so you can load them into the dishwasher later, or whatever the first step is of the task. Just focus on getting that step done, and then you can do other things later. And then another trick I like to use is just giving yourself like 5 to 10 minutes. So I'm going to clean the kitchen for 5 minutes. I'll see how I feel. And if I want to stop, that's fine. But at least I got 5 minutes done, which is better than zero. So that's another way to look at it. And then the last thing is, just make sure you're celebrating all of your wins. There's no such thing as a small win. Every single win should be celebrated, because it took time out of your day. It took your time, your energy, to actually complete this task, or even to delegate that task. Like, even delegating should be celebrated, because that's so hard for so many people. We struggle to ask for help. So even giving up control and letting someone else do the dishes when you have the specific way you want it done, that should be celebrated. So every single win should be celebrated. Strategy number four to overcome mom burnout is to create structure and routines. Whenever you have structure and routines, you're not constantly deciding what to do next, which is exhausting. Whenever you have those routines in place, you already know what to do next. You don't have to debate about it. You don't have to think about it. You just do it. It just happens, and your day flows much easier. So the way to create the structure and these routines is to focus on micro habits. So what small habit can you implement that will have big results? So even the small habit of making sure all of the dishes are in the sink before you go to bed, so that way it's easier to get them done tomorrow. That's a small micro habit that can have a big result. It's setting you up the next day to be easier. So what small micro habit can you do? And then another strategy to start creating the structure and routines is habit stacking. This is whenever you tack on a new habit onto an old established habit. So if every day you get out of bed and you go to the bathroom and brush your teeth and you want to start implementing the strategy of meditating, you could stack the new habit of meditating onto the old habit of brushing your teeth. So you automatically every day get out of bed, brush your teeth. Cool. You already get that done. Now we're going to add in that new habit of meditating. So whenever you get out of bed, you brush your teeth, you meditate. That's your new habit. And then you don't have to think about that either, because you're just going to do that every day, same order. So stacking a new habit onto an old habit that you already do. Those are going to be the two easiest ways to start adding more structure and routines into your day. And strategy number four to overcome mom burnout is to build a support network. So having people in your corner, just even if you need to vent, is going to be so beneficial for your mental health, even your physical health, like having a workout buddy to go to the gym with, or to even just do like home workouts with, like when they text you and like, did you do your workout yet? And you're like, yep, did you? Like even just something simple like that, having some type of support can help you limit mom burnout. So a few ways to connect with other moms would be like Facebook groups. Those are my favorite. Definitely there's some drama in there, but just ignore the negative Nancys and just focus on the people that are there being productive and actually providing value to the community. Another way to connect with other moms would be the Peanut app. So think of like a peanut. So that's what it's called, the Peanut app. And it's basically like Tinder for moms. You just go through and swipe on a mom's profile if you want to connect with them, or if you don't want to connect with them, you just swipe it away. So that is called the Peanut app, and it's moms in your local area that are looking for other moms to hang out with, to, you know, have play dates or girls' nights, whatever it may be. But that will help you find other moms to connect with. And another way is like Mommy and Me classes. So I know like our local library has classes. There's a gym around here that has like gymnastics that kids can do, and the moms come and we hang out. So there's other like little programs and classes like that that you can attend to meet other moms in your area that have kids in similar ages as yours. So there are a few ways to connect with other moms so you can kind of create new friendships, and they may be facing some of the same challenges you are. So that would be very beneficial to have someone else to talk to and connect with that actually understands what you're going through. So those are four strategies to overcome mom burnout. The first one is to make time for self-care. The second strategy is to set realistic expectations. Strategy number three is to create structure and routines. And then strategy number four is to create a support network. So those are the main ways that I have found to help with mom burnout and overcoming that and limiting it in the future. And I know it may feel difficult and like the world is on your shoulders, but what I've had to realize is that the only person that is going to save me is me. So I can't fall into the victim role where like it's poor old me, all of this stuff is happening to me. I had to realize that I had to make things happen. So I went to my husband and I said, I need more help around the house. Do you want to help me clean more, or do you want me to hire someone that can help me clean more? So I took a stand. I was assertive. I prioritized myself and my mental health. And I realized that I had to start saving myself. I couldn't wait on anyone else to save me. So that is what I want you to remember, is that no one is coming to save you. You have to decide to advocate for yourself and prioritize yourself and your needs and your life. You've got this. And if you need support, come join us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook community. And I'm there to answer any of your questions or just provide support if you need it. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.